USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A second whistleblower has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog about President Trump. His attorney says his client's firsthand knowledge supports a claim by a previous whistleblower about the president's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son.
The evidence of wrongdoing by Donald Trump is hiding in plain sight.
New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries on ABC's This Week. On CBS's Face the Nation, Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt.
The Senate Intelligence Committee that I serve on has been asked to look at this to see if we can't assemble all of the facts. I think that gives us a responsibility to actually try to get the facts before we reach conclusions. Others who haven't been asked to do that might reach their conclusions a little quicker than we are.
The original whistleblower said the president was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
The federal government has opened 725,000 acres in Central California to oil and gas drilling on land that's been off limits since 2013. The Bureau of Land Management issued its final decision to allow oil and gas leases on plots that are mostly in the Central Valley. That plan is part of a Trump administration goal to make the U.S. energy independent, but it's being criticized as a giveaway to industry. The key prosecution witness at the murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger has been killed. Joshua Brown was a neighbor of Botham John, who was shot to death by Geiger in his own apartment. Brown testified in Geiger's murder trial for the prosecution and became emotional when describing hearing the gunshots. Brown was shot over the weekend in an apartment parking lot just days after Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two suspects are being sought after a shooting spree in a bar in Kansas City. Four people were killed and five others were wounded. Police spokesman Tom Tomasek.
We do not feel it's racially motivated, meaning there are some stories that there may have been something, this is not confirmed yet, that there may have been something inside the bar earlier in the evening that happened. Suspects left and then suspects came back.
Police are reviewing surveillance video and interviewing some of the 40 people who were inside the bar when it happened. Federal appeals court judges will hear arguments Monday over a Mississippi abortion law. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Mississippi law that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy is one of many laws pushed by conservative states in recent years, ultimately aiming to try to persuade the increasingly conservative Supreme Court to further restrict the time abortions legally available. Republican Governor Phil Bryant signed the 15-week ban into law in March of 2018, but it's never taken effect. The state's only abortion clinic immediately sued, and a judge temporarily blocked the law the day after Bryant signed it. In November, that judge wrote that it unequivocally violates women's constitutional rights, and he struck down that law. In arguments Monday, lawyers from Mississippi will ask the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn that judge's ruling and let the law take effect. Lawyers for the clinic will argue that the judge was correct and the ruling should stand. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.